It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. 4 years ago, when a 4.0 magnitude earthquake hit Youngstown, Ohio, it was believed to be caused by fracking. Now there appears to be proof of that connection. A scientific study published online today shows a link between hydraulic fracturing and some 77 minor earthquakes last March around Poland, Ohio, just across the Pennsylvania-Ohio border. Joining us in Studio A to explain how fracking activity has apparently caused these quakes is Julie Grant of the Allegheny Front, who's been looking into the issue. Good day, Julie.
Hi, Paul.
The research published online today comes from the Bulletin of the Seismological Society of America. What does it say?
Well, as you said, what they've done is they've linked these earthquakes in March 2014 that occurred in Poland Township, Ohio, to hydraulic fracturing. What they say is the fracking activity activated a previously unknown underground fault.
And first of all, what was the magnitude of these earthquakes?
So they ranged anywhere from a 1.0 to a 3.0 on the Richter scale. At the highest level, I think what they say is people nearby only reported feeling one of these. Now, they say there were 77, so people only felt one of them.
There are those that can be felt and those that are not felt.
That's right. So at the 3.0 level, someone has compared it to the vibration of a passing truck, something similar to a truck passing by.
So what is the foundation? What is the rock formation that these earthquakes have been occurring in?
So the drillers were going down into this very old layer of rocks. It's called the Precambrian layer. It's apparently there are a lot of faults already in there. So it's not that the fracturing caused the faults. It's that it's
The faults are there, and the fracturing is activating them.
Is activating the faults, exactly. So, that's what they believed happened, that they got down to this layer. They were not aware that the fault existed, and it was activated and created this series of earthquakes.
And is it – some say the wastewater injection is the bigger concern here. Is this more of a problem than the fracking itself?
Yeah, let's explain this a little. I did do a story about this in this part of Ohio because wastewater from fracking operations is a big deal in this part of the country. Actually, nearby Portage County, which is right nearby this area, has been called the nation's wastewater frack capital of the country because there are so many wastewater injection wells being drilled here.
And if I understand this correctly, the fracking causes this waste and the water then has to be injected into the rock.
This is right. So here in Pennsylvania, we have many more production wells where the drillers have these millions of gallons of water mixed with sand and chemicals at very high pressure underground. They're breaking up the shale rock, and that's what's releasing the oil and gas. And that's much more of what's going on in Pennsylvania. And that's the production of the oil and gas. But then that creates millions of gallons of wastewater, and that something has to be done with that. In some cases, that water is recycled. Much more often, that water is trucked to places like this area of Ohio, and then it is pumped underground where it's stored in these wells. And as you say, this is considered, for example, in Oklahoma a few years ago, there was a much stronger earthquake, something more at the 5.0 magnitude on the Richter scale. Now, that's something that's going to, knock the glasses off the shelf and things like that. And that one, they believe, was caused by an injection well, this wastewater injection well from a fracking operation.
So let's backtrack here a little bit and talk about when we refer to this study that is being published online today. What research techniques were used? How were they able to come up with some numbers that show a pattern that indicate that fracking is causing these felt and unfelt earthquakes?
Yeah, it's interesting. What they describe in the research is something called template matching. And basically what they're doing is they're able to link specifically what was going on with the fracking operations in this area on the same days as the earthquakes occurred. So obviously people are keeping track of seismic activity. They can match exactly what was happening at the fracking operation with the seismic activity, with the earthquakes felt and unfelt, and they can see what was going on, and they can see the correlation there.
And again, this study was put out by the Seismological Society of America. Julie, you referenced earlier the earthquake in Oklahoma, which was a 5.0, more powerful than the ones that were – even the one in Youngstown 4 years ago was a 4.0. And these ones in Poland, Ohio, just over the border, the most recent ones have been of a lesser magnitude on the scale. Do we know that the more powerful ones in places like Oklahoma, and I believe there have been others in New Mexico and other areas out west, mm-hmm. do we know that those earthquakes are linked to the fracking process? Does this indicate confirmation of that, this study that's online today?
Well, this is very specific to this area of mm-hmm. Ohio, to these specific to these specific activities by this particular company at their well sites.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And they don't say, you know, this study does not say that this drilling activity triggered these earthquakes. They say they're linked to these earthquakes. There have been other studies that have gone further and said that hydraulic fracturing activity is actually triggered. And that's a stronger link, I would think. That's a stronger thing to say, that this actually triggered it rather than it's linked to it.
We're talking with reporter Julie Grant of the Allegheny Front about a scientific study published online today that shows a link between hydraulic fracturing and some 77 minor earthquakes last March around Poland, Ohio, just over the Pennsylvania-Ohio line. Julie, what has been the result then of this information coming to light?
So while this study is sort of the first scientific study that was published in a journal on this, this actually wasn't big news to folks at the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, the people who regulate wells in Ohio. Last year, soon after this happened, they closed down six wells owned by the Hillcorp Energy Company that owns, the owners of these wells. That were linked to the earthquakes, and there was obviously some problem with the wells, with what was going on underground, and they suspended their activity. And ODNR has also said that they have tightened regulations around well sites.
So how will the findings of this study impact the drilling industry overall? Might someone in another part of the country look at what has happened in Ohio, perhaps even here in Pennsylvania, and say we may need to reassess? For example, how we handle wastewater injection?
Yeah, I mean, I think it will all have to do with money, right? So if they are going to have to shut down their operations if they're causing quakes, then they may do more to go underground and do some preliminary work. I mean, from what we're reading from geologists around the state and around this region, that some companies do geological work beforehand and see what's happening underground before they start drilling, but many don't. And so I think what this may do is say, look, if we're going to wind up running into trouble underground, it may be worth our time beforehand to do the research to see what we can find out about what's happening with the fault lines underground before we cause problems.
And that sounds like sort of a voluntary thing. Maybe we ought to do this. So are the regulating powers that oversee the fracking industry, are they going to look at this data? Have they talked about maybe stepping in and saying we need to put some hard and fast rules in place to make sure that the drilling process is more safe?
Again, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources has said that they have increased regulation around drilling sites in this way. But again, some of the geologists around who've been quoted in the papers around the region have said you can't always tell. Even if you're doing that seismic work, even if you're going down there and looking, you can't always tell until you start drilling and start having problems that the fault lines are there.
And any particular impact that we might see here in Pennsylvania as a result of this?
Well, again, I think that you will probably or hopefully see people being careful, they have reason to be careful, not just because of these minor frack quakes, but what those things may then lead to. There are concerns, for example, in this part of Ohio that we're talking about and just west of there where there are all these frack waste injection wells that these are going to cause cracks and more cracks in the rock, that if some of this wastewater leaks out of these wells and it's all laced with chemicals and things, and it will find its way up to the surface and maybe to the groundwater, to the drinking water. The oil and gas industry says this is not going to happen. These are thousands of feet underground, that this is these things are not going to mix with the water. But there are still many people, particularly people in these rural areas that have their own water wells they rely on for their own water at home, that are very concerned about this.
Allegheny Front reporter Julie Grant joining us in Studio A. Julie, great thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Up next, it's common for presidents to reward campaign donors with ambassadorships, but has the process gone too far? It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.